Pulling abandoned shopping carts out of a creek is not easy. They can lodge into the mud or create obstructions for the flow of water. All of that makes a giant mess. Senator Scott Sorbell of Fairfax County says he routinely helps local environmentalists pull Walmart shopping carts from Little Hunting Creek in his district.
And the first time I went there, we pulled 180 shopping carts out of the creek. Not the woods, the creek. In the creek. And if anybody wants to know how to get a shopping cart out of the bed of a creek, you let me know. I'm an expert at it now.
That's why he has a bill that would let local governments in Northern Virginia have Walmart and other big box stores pay to remove all those shopping carts instead of relying on volunteers to do it for them. Senator Bill DeStef voted against the bill.
This is like me stealing the gentleman's briefcase, dumping its contents all over Capitol ground, and then him getting fined for the contents all over Capitol grounds. I don't think this is right.
Now, Sorbell's bill was initially tied in the Senate with a 20-20 vote, and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax broke the tie and killed the effort by voting against Sorbell's bill. Then, a few days later, one of the no votes was not present. So Sorbell brought the bill back on the floor and narrowly passed it with a 20-19 vote. Now it's on its way across the hall to the House of Delegates. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.